So today, I'm going to tell you about what happened in Uganda this summer. First, I just wanted to give you my sincerest thank you for all your prayers and your support and your generous donations. And just thank you for believing in me and my cause. God called me to Uganda this summer. He provided me a way to get there, and he used me. And I'm honored that he would use me to bring people to salvation, and all the praise and glory goes to him for that. Before I tell you about my trip, I wanted to tell you a little bit about what got me interested in Uganda in the first place. Because I've always been interested in missions and just learning about different cultures and different parts of the world, and my mom's a missionary, and I first started getting interested in Uganda when I was in eighth grade, and I read this magazine article about a girl who was abducted into this rebel army and forced to fight and kill with other children. And the article really, really struck me because I was so shocked that children that were younger than me were being forced to kill people and fight in an army. And so after that, I started researching it a little bit more, and I found out that Uganda had been in a civil war for 21 years, now 24 years, since 1986, against a rebel army called the Lord's Resistance Army. Lord's Resistance Army. The leader, he was a very evil man named Joseph Kony. He's trying to overtake the Ugandan government, and to do that, he's built up an army of children. It's atrocious. I heard a sermon once about how God will put a passion on your heart because he made you to walk in those good works. The pastor quoted Ephesians 2:10, which says, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." He used the terms a divine dissatisfaction, a holy discontent, a holy frustration. And I thought to God that I was burdened by this, and he put this passion on my heart, and I want to do something about it. So I wrote our congressman, and I actually got a pretty positive response back from him because he said he was on a committee to get a bill passed to get the United States more involved in helping Uganda. And they actually just passed a bill called the Uganda Recovery Act in May, which is awesome. And so it makes it more of a priority for the United States. And so then I started following relief organizations like Invisible Children, and I did an informative speech to raise awareness and everything. And then I decided to go on the mission trip last year during an Acquire Fire event in Denver, run by Teen Mania. And so the organization was Global Expeditions. And so Teen Mania, Global Expeditions is a branch off of Teen Mania. And so during the concert, they talked to us about going on teen missions trips, and I thought it sounded like an amazing opportunity because I always wanted to go on missions trips. And I knew if God was calling me anywhere, it would be Uganda. So I was really excited that they had that as a choice. So about $6,000 of fundraising later, I went to Garden Valley, Texas, which is the Teen Mania headquarters. And that's the first time that I met my team. And we had a team of about 60. And they were really, really amazing people. Everyone was kind of shy at first, but we really got to know each other. And we just built each other up the whole time and just made really great friends. And we had great team leaders and project directors. And one of my team leaders actually lives in Pine Ridge. So hopefully some of you will get to meet her because she's going to come down and visit. So we learned how to approach and assist in advance for the kingdom of God. We also learned some different skits, like really funny skits, and we did some dramatic skits to teach people about Christ. And I was cast in the dramatic skit. It's called Ragman, and it was about Jesus coming into the world and taking on our suffering for us. It was a lot of fun to perform. And I played this fearful blind person. When we got to Uganda, and altogether the flight time was about 24 hours, our team of 60 was split into two groups. And my team went to Gulu first, which is in the north, and the other team stayed in Kampala. And we both had team names, and our team was called Denial because denial of ourselves, and we also crossed over the Nile when we were going to Gulu. And so when we went to Gulu, our main form of ministry was in the primary schools, which are like the elementary schools. So there we prayed for children, we prayed for their schools, we played with them, and we showed them God's love. And it was a completely different type of ministry than I would have thought of. But you could tell on their faces how happy it made them just to have us come and give them some attention. And most of the primary schools we went to were actually Christian schools. And so most of the children were really young also. But when we asked them if they knew who that Jesus loved them, they did. Like, a lot of kids, they knew who Jesus was. And Uganda is really, it's such a poor country. And so a lot of the children, they came from very poor backgrounds. And us being there, it brought them a lot of joy. They're really adorable. Also, while in Gulu, this is when 10 members of my team, including me, got typhoid fever and spent a night in the hospital, which amazingly turned out to be a good experience because we just trusted God and prayed for him to heal us. And it also brought us closer together as a team. Because the 10 of us, we went by the Typhoid Titans after that. And we kept James 1, 2 through 4 in mind, which is, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance, and perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So then after we spent a week in Gulu, which felt really short, we came back to Kampala, and the other team went to Gulu for a week. And the main form of ministry we did in Kampala was the abstinence program in the secondary schools, and the secondary schools are like middle school through high school age. And I thought it was a very relevant and effective way to reach the youth in the country because a lot of them have been strongly affected by HIV and AIDS. So we spoke in front of schools, educating them on sex and about the physical, emotional, and spiritual harm it can cause outside the boundaries of marriage. And talked about God's desire for them to stay pure before marriage and how God can heal and restore those who had already given away their purity. So after the program, we would break into small groups, and the boys would be with boys and the girls with girls. And the girls could ask us any questions about the program or anything they were wondering. And that was my favorite part, probably the whole entire trip. They weren't really small groups. They were more like 20 to 30 people because we had some big schools that we went to, and there was just two people per group. And I was with one girl. Her name was Margot. I was really happy to be with her because she was an Honor Academy intern, and she really knew what she was talking about. So I was actually really surprised because I thought they were going to ask us some really hard questions, which they did, and I was surprised to find that it wasn't that hard to answer the questions with a godly perspective and give them, like, scripture and tell them about, you know, they had questions about temptation and what God wants. And then we would pass out, like, these purity pledges. And so we'd always have, it was just a commitment to God and to themselves and to their future spouse that they were going to stay pure. And our groups, we had a lot of people assign those. And then at the end, we would have an altar call. And so that was my favorite thing, was just like to get to be a part of leading people to Christ for the first time. And I was really nervous to do it for the first two groups, but then my partner made me do it the last time. But we had a lot of girls accept Christ. And the second group we had, we only had one girl accept Christ, but we knew it was sincere because she was going up in front of her peers. And so we got to talk with her for a while. And the cool thing was, every time we went to a secondary school, we would record all the names of the people who had got their salvation for the first time, so that we had global partners. And so our partners would get into contact with them after we leave and do follow-up. and just try to get them involved in like a local church and everything. So, yes. And also, I didn't necessarily get to work with ex-child soldiers specifically like I thought. Although, you know, one of the schools we went to, we did have 10 former child soldiers in it. And one of our global partners that was with us most of the time, he was a pastor at the church we went to. He was actually a child soldier. It's kind of a thing where a lot of the kids are grown up now. But the other team got to go to a ex-child soldier orphanage in Kampala, so they got to stay there and do activities with them for a day. But that's okay because, like, I just know my heart was for people in Uganda, and I know that there's not one person in Uganda that hasn't been affected by the war in some way. So I feel really honored to have been a part of this mission trip to Uganda, and thank you again for sending me. Nothing could replace the way this has impacted me, because I've seen the needs in Uganda, and I just can't forget about them. I've seen their need for Jesus Christ first and foremost. And I loved going on this mission trip. I hope I can go to Uganda again in the future. But when I'm not on mission trips to Africa, I know I need to live out the Great Commission in my life every day. And God has been incredibly faithful through this entire journey. And so whatever his desire is, I will go unless he calls me to stay. Now, we're going to do a slideshow, and I'll tell you about the slides. That was the first day we got to Uganda. We went to a restaurant in Kampala, and those are some of my team members. Yep. There's some more of them. Yeah. That's one of our global partners. And we stayed in this hostel when we were in Kampala, and it's like fenced in, but there are all these kids because they wanted to see us. So they were like looking through the bars and playing with us. And that's the view outside of my window of Kampala. I don't know what that building is, actually. And that's more view. I think that's a Muslim mosque. Made really weird things. That's us crossing over the Nile when we went to Gulu. The Nile. And they were saying you might see baboons on the side of the road. So there are actually a bunch of baboons just on the side. There are a bunch of them. Maybe a lemur, I'm not sure. That's when we were in Gulu, and we were supposed to meet the king of the Acholi tribe, but he wasn't there because he was sick, so we got to hang out for a day with his entourage, and they talked to us for a while, and they started singing and dancing. It was really fun, and we cut their grass with these slashers by hand. Yeah, so it's called slashing. So, and then, yeah, everyone just started getting up and started dancing. And they were saying, here, we're listening to their traditional music. And they were saying, okay, who lives in Illinois? You can give this to President Obama. Who lives in Texas? You can give this to George Bush. And so, it's funny. And that's a slashing lawn. My hand. Yep. And that's the first primary school we went to. I think it was called Bombo Primary School. And it was really fun. And they were so excited when we got there. They all started, they had all these like song and dance things prepared for us. I didn't videotape any of those, but I took some pictures. We played with them. That's little baby Esther. She was adorable. And you can go to the next slide. That's like St. Mary's Hospital. Invisible Children, they do documentaries. And so I wanted to take a picture of it because it's in the documentary. It's when the night commuters all come into Gulu from their different villages because they're trying to stay safe. They slept like on the verandas in this hospital. That is in another primary school. It was called Showtime Ministries, and we did our skits for them. And that little girl, she was really shy at first, but she warmed up after a little bit. Yep. And that's us in the hospital. I wanted to take pictures to have memories, that experience. It was kind of creepy, hospital. That's my mugshot. They got my name wrong. And we went to the mall, and they had Pizza Hut, which was really deceiving. Yeah. I think they did that on purpose. The statue. And this was a primary school, and they had songs and dances prepared for us also. That's Masu. And so that's at the primary school. They had like older kids in this one. It was a lot of fun. That's a giant cactus tree. I thought it was pretty cool, so I took a picture of it. And I don't know why, but I took a bunch of pictures of chickens because they were everywhere, just walking around. And yeah, there we were at another secondary school doing the abstinence program, but it was an all-male school. So we did the presentation together, but then when we broke into small groups, the guys are the only ones that were doing that. So we were hanging around out there. Yeah, and those are some of my friends that I made. Carly. That's my friend Julie, and she's Canadian. And it was really funny because it was Canada Day, so she's wearing a Canada shirt, and I didn't know that, but they started singing "O Canada" on the bus. And when she finished, she just like whipped out this big Canadian flag, and she's like, "Yay!" It was really funny. That's at an orphanage we went to, and they had songs prepared for us.
You know.
Yeah, that was a Christian orphanage / school. So they were singing, like, in Africa, we love the Lord. Yeah, and that girl was really adorable. I hung out with her a lot. I couldn't figure out what her name was because she was really soft-spoken and she had an accent. And that's a picture of Lake Victoria. We went on a 40-minute boat ride across Lake Victoria to this, we called it, or this island. It was kind of an island. But it had, like, all these houses with 15 people in them. They were kind of biggish. And they were orphans. And so they taught them. And there it was, like, a Christian orphan organization. But, yeah, we went over there and we did some service for people if anybody wanted help with anything. Was there cheesy, dramatic jumping in the air? My team leader in the blue. Yep. Those are all the guys on my team. There weren't a lot of guys. There were guys on the other team too, but that's my mission assistant. Crossing. And that's the island. And then we had a no talent talent show. It was really, really entertaining. Yeah, those two guys, they were from the South, and they called themselves Hicktown and Marmalade, and they just did this improv thing. It was really funny. And another person. Okay, that was, she was doing like a spoof of the last school that we went to. They were like, when we were doing our presentation, they weren't paying attention and they were being really loud. And like when we got into small groups, it was a lot better. But the team leaders, they kept telling us, okay, just wait, just don't talk. Because if you talk, you're giving them permission to talk over you. And some people were being really loud. And every time we went to a school, we would announce our names and how old we are and what grade we were in. And for some reason, every time we told them how old we are, everyone would start laughing hysterically. So we were making fun of that. She's like, I'm Tiffany and I'm 16. Ha ha. So she was redoing that. Across the equator. Actually, the weather was really, really nice. It wasn't hot at all. It was just really nice weather, and they said it's like that all year long. And those are cranes. That's the state or the country bird. And those are pictures from on our way to the safari that we went on. That's an elephant. I don't know if you can tell. Elephant in the bush. You can't tell, but there's a lion way, way out there. There's like a little brown spot, that's him. Hippos. Some wild boars. No, I didn't actually. Not that day. And then there was a leopard, and it was like 10 feet away from the road. It was really nice. And there's a little cub. And those are just more pictures outside of my window. That's about it. And excellent. Also, if you want to look at the pictures, they're in that book there. And there's a picture of my team. And I got this. If you want to hang it up at the church, you can. It's just, like, they had lots of artwork and things.
Excellent. Do you have any, just a couple questions for Franny before we wrap it up? Anything pop into your mind while she was showing you those photos or anything about the trip in particular? So we take advantage of the time that we have together?
Yes.
I see that hand.
What was it like?
Yeah, it was really interesting.
The question was asked just for the recording. What was it like to experience a completely different culture?
Yeah, their culture was really nice. They were really like welcoming of people. Like, I wasn't sure like how they would respond to us. What they would think of us just coming over there and preaching to them and everything. But they were really welcoming and excited for us to be there and. Just a lot, and when we were in our small groups, for the most part, the people were like really receptive to what we were saying. I would say it's easier.
More receptiveness, more openness.
Yeah, they're just like. Interested in us, and they like want to hear what we have to say.
Any other questions? Okay. Well, if not, let's give Franny a hand for sharing. And excellent. So we don't want you to rush away. She's got photos here. You can come up and ask her some individual questions. We're going to pray together, and we're going to let you go. And just don't feel like you've got to rush away. Let's pray together. Father, thanks for just a great day today. And just for the joy of being able to hear and to see all of the different things that Franny was able to experience when she went on her trip. And I know, Lord, that you haven't called all of us to go around the globe, but God, you've called us to reflect your character, to talk about what you've done in our lives with our friends and with our neighbors, with our coworkers, with our families, God. And I pray that we're able to take some of this enthusiasm that you've put on Franny's heart for the people of Uganda, Lord, and you're able to take that and inspire us, God, with enthusiasm to reach our friends and our neighbors for you. Because, God, people need you in Uganda. People need you in Nebraska. People need you in South Dakota. And, Father, we just pray for your spirit to move. So we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. You are dismissed. You can clap if you want again. Yay.